Now, the student just had your side the other day for his mother on the ashram, so we'll dedicate to learning in her memory. Let's go from Teshon Day from the top. By Ashirum, you know, the commenting at the time of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Sukkim saying Chumash, that the Mitzrayim, when the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded the Yisrael, the Yishalu, they should translate the words of the Pasuk, Machlokes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yishalu means they should borrow, or the Yishalu means they should ask for a Matanah. They should borrow, or they should ask for a Matanah. The Shaila is because they took it, they never gave it back. So how can you say Pshat? The Yishalu that they borrowed, they never gave it back. It's an act of Gneva. So that's what prompted many Rishonim to say Pshat, the Yishalu that they should ask, Hashem means to ask for a Matanah. And some of the point out that there's a chilek in, I think we spoke about it, no, Chumash. Some of the point out that there's a chilek in Yishalu Meidim or Yishalu Meid. That when one Shalom Yishim Shchent on the door of Beis, that means to ask for a matana, doesn't mean to borrow. To borrow means to Yishal Meir Eid, Ket Rachel Mishma. To borrow is Yishal Meir. Here doesn't say Meir, here it says Meir. Yishal Meir, from the store. Yishal Meir means to ask, oh, a neighbor, to ask what, to ask a matana? And now the Rishonim on the Chumash say no, but the Kanishkin Kasha, the Sparnon, the Nezra, the others talk about, no, it's not a Kasha, that they get, that they borrow. If they borrow, so how come they never gave it back to the neighbor? So they say no, if there was a Chumash going on, they assume that this was a confrontation between the Mitzrayim and Bnei Yisrael was one of the din of a Chumash. And when Bnei Yisrael, when the Natsayach at Kiryat Yam Suf and the Mitzrayim drowned, that was the end of a Chumash. And he says, yeah, Kiddush Chumash. That whenever there's a war between two countries, so the country that wins is paying off all of the property of the country which war. So the Yidin was paying off all of the property that they had borrowed, so they were paying off the din of Kiddush Mohammed.
But the
story that the representative of the Egyptian country government came to the Jewish nation, for we should pay back everything that we borrowed. So he understood that in the court case that he presented, he understood that we had borrowed from the Mitzrayim, and he demanded it back. So the Eden, when they entered back, the representative of the Eden who entered back, didn't say the Yishalu means to ask for our Tana. So that's what Lachari Gemara, why did you say the Yishalu means to ask for our Tana? So he said back, this answer, he said, we will be happy to pay back all of the things that we borrowed, provided you will pay us first for all the labor and all the work that we were doing for all those years. Yeah. As a shaykh, in the simple reading of the Gemara would appear that the Parshat Shachar Chumash is the Yishalu, and the Yishalu means to borrow. Now the whole sixth was about. Unless you say no, that the goy went with that assumption, the Yid was entering back with the Yechad. But Ali the Emes, that's not what happened at all. Ali the Emes, the real answer is that they had asked for Matan. That's the shot. In connection with that parsha, the Gemara comments on that Pasuk, Vayishalum. So the Gemara understands from the shot of this Pasuk, how to say, Vayash Ilum. They had a tradition that the Mashmores of this construction of that verb, Vayash Ilum, implies that something was done by Kachem. But they have the two ways to understand exactly what was by Kachem of whom. It could be done by Kachem in the Mitzrayim, it could be done by Kachem in the Yisrael. The two ways to understand. And there are those who claim by Kachem in the Mitzrayim. That's a question, that the Mitzrayim weren't really interested in giving any matanah or lending anything. They didn't really want to give anything. So it was Bal Kochim on the tree, and as the Pasuk says, you shouldn't think that they were happy to give matanahs. Like the Torah commands us, you should give Hanukkah, Hanukkah, when you're free and have it every. You have to give Hanukkah, just like when we left Mitzrayim. They gave us Hanukkah, so when we're free, we should, the Zechariah came in to there as Mitzrayim, and when we left, he took with us Jesus Mitzrayim. So to the third, when we see an Eved Ivri, we should give Hanukkah. So what do you mean? When we left Mitzrayim, they gave us Hanukkah, the Chistos, and they gave Taka Matana, with the Ava, and so on. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk in Tehillim that describes it is Mitzrayim, the fifth state, when the Bar buys the Chalav Sholo, it's described as Sholo. Sholo means when there's a confrontation and there's a war, And the victor takes all of the takes the spoils, yes, from the one who loses. So from the word sholom, it's a dead giveaway that it was bar kochim shel mitzriyim. They weren't happy to give the anochi at that time. So that's the one opinion, man b'yomah bar kochim shel mitzriyim, that the mashmaris of the construction of the verb by Yashilum implies that it was bar kochim shel mitzriyim. The other one says, no, it's bar kochim shel yisrael. Why? We shouldn't ask that. They didn't want to schlep so much. It means that there's a need, we went to ask the next door neighbors. What do you mean bar kochim shel yisrael? What do you mean bar kochim shel yisrael? The Baruch Hashem told that they should go here for the Matan. They didn't want to be bothered. They wanted to want to plow. From the Masha, it says that the Masha quotes a Medrash, that the Medrash says, everyone did the mitzvah of the Yisus Mitzvah. It was a tzibur. Everybody did the mitzvah. So they went to the next Tanei, they said, lend me something or give me something. So let's say, lend me a toothpick. I don't want to carry such a heavy mask. Let me a gold watch. So the Nechaz is saying, not only will I lend you a fartus, I'll lend you a set of dishes, pots and pans, heavy things. So when they gave them, everybody went to do the mitzvah of these as Mitzrayim, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Medrash comments. How many you got mitzvahs of Moshe Rabbeinu? Instead of being like they can be in some of Isaac and burying Moshe
Rabbeinu.
They gave what they everybody went to take. It wasn't about Kol Nevel went to do the mitzvah, the seed, but they gave them much more than they wanted. They only wanted a small amount. Mishim Masri, they didn't have to schlep too much of a Masri, but the Mishim forced them to take more.
Basis in
the Sugya appears in Perek HaShalei, I think it's in the Rav Lamechai. So basis on that, Gemara learns that Kiddush Muhammad Salt is a king. That the victor is kind of all of the property of the defeated nation. That you kind of have everything. It's Rashi over there. Rashi and Ramban have a different shot in the whole Gemara. But that's how basis learns. The Kiddush Muhammad is a king. There's no need for any other king. Kiddush Muhammad is the king. There's only some problem, but they should have a right to take it. Yes, they have a right to take it. No, it doesn't mean Bakar Shem Tzirin that they didn't want to give it. They were unhappy when they gave it.
They didn't give it.
I don't know. How did it fit in with the Pasuk of Chayn? The Pasuk seems to imply that they were very happy.
They were happy to give.
But this Pasuk Shavu says that they weren't happy. I don't know. I don't know. Look, that's the Tzibur Kasha. That's what Ibn Ezra says on this Kasha. How can it be that the Eden borrowed it and get back? I generously said, what kind of what Kasha? The Baruch Hashem is hanging some tongues. Whatever the Baruch Hashem is the boss over the whole world. You don't see, huh? Yeah. Yeah. By Natsu Es Mitzrayim. What's the Tzad by Natsu Es Mitzrayim? So the Tzad Mutla says, Zerah Kilo. They emptied that Mitzrayim. Exactly what do you mean, he emptied out? So the tradition had it, there are two versions exactly what the mashal was. It was traditionally a mashal given in connection with this phrase in the Pasuk. The Gemara quotes the two traditions. Omer Abraham and Melamish HaTzuah Kimitzudah She'ein Vod Dogon. Shlokish has a different expression, Kimitzudah She'ein Vod Dogon. What is a Mitzudah? Mitzudah is a net, a trap, where you catch fish. Yeah. So here, usually when you catch birds or fish, whatever, so you have a trap, a nest, and then you put some dog and some food there as a bait. So if you have the food there, try to catch animals. If you have no food, so it's going to be empty, because there's no bait, so no animals will be drawn, no animals will be attracted. The one version of the tradition was, it particularly means that they entered up in front. And there was a tradition that they used to give a mushroom on that stuff. They give them a lambda, they give a different mushroom. Explain what it means. It means that they emptied out. So what some alarm them would give the marshal, like a trap where there's no bait, so it's not going to catch anything, so the trap was completely emptied out. And the other marshal that was given was in the full shame by dogging, like an area in the waters, in the depth of the water, where there's absolutely no fish whatsoever. I haven't seen what's the difference over here.
What's the
difference?
I don't know. How does this explain?
I just need to empty that, but I don't see what's the difference between the two machines. I didn't find them in the version that they did in it. Metula. Yes, you can translate the word Vayinatzlu Losh and Metula. Then I understand. What's the first one? Vayinatzlu Losh and Metula. How can that be? So turn on the star. Yes. Says on the side to look at the Taisus himself. Taisus himself gives a theory, yeah, that the Chachamim are interpreting the Tzadik as a Dalit, that sometimes Tzadik and Dalit are miskalpas. So that's the Drusha is not some a Marshal, the Nicham Lari gave a Marshal, he's translating the word, not even interpreting. He's translating the word by Natsu Eloshim, by Natsu, by the Lamed and the Dalit are miskalpas. That's what they say, by Natsu. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I think to be shown on the truth is a trap. Rashi says they're going to need a trap. Now any more comments on the tzibur that the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayem Hashem al Moshe eke asher eke. And then it says Vayem Hashem al Moshe and it doesn't say anything in between. And the first time it says twice, and the second time it says, the sense that something changed in between, why the Shem Hashem was changed, and it doesn't say what Moshe Rabbeinu's response was. So the Gemara had a tradition, the Chacham had a tradition, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina to the Rabbanu Shalom in response to which the Rabbanu Shalom changed the nusach, what he should tell the Israel, and he said, leave that Ekesh Eke, just say Ekesh Lachani Alechem. What exactly, what did Rabbanu Shalom need originally? What did Moshe Rabbeinu answer? What was the Shiloh? The Gemara says, Amale, how could it go for the Moshe Alechem, while the Hemel Yisrael, go tell the Eden, Eke, Asher Eke, what does it mean? It means, Ani ha'isi imachem, yishibu zir, Ani imachem, yishibu malchir. Just like I was with you, I was supporting you, I was maintaining Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't disappear. They should maintain their identity in the Tzrayim, so too I will be supportive of the Jewish people throughout all the future generations when they will suffer other situations. So the part that's missing, that's understood, is that Moshe Rabbeinu tied it back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have to tell him now that there are going to be more sufferings in the future. Yes, we better not leave things the way that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, yeah, you're right. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lechem Alehem, Eyesh Lachani Alehem. Only tell them, I was with you this time. Don't tell them about the future I'll be with them. So the Mashiach has a comment that I think all of the Achayim pick up on, the Mashiach has in the Chiddush HaGadol. What does it mean? The Rebbeinu Shalom originally planned to say one Nusach, and then Moshe Rabbeinu outsmarted the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then the Rebbeinu Shalom said, you talk it right. I better change the Nusach. One time, also just tell him half the Nusach. But the Moshe says, no, it doesn't mean like that. It means the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Eker Asher Eker, the Emes is that this is not the left, Shibud is not the Moshe Budim, but just like I was with him this time, I will be with him in the future. So Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood. He thought that the Rebbeinu Shalom told him that he should tell all the secrets to Bnei Israel, the whole Nusach that he's telling him, his brother Bnei Israel, everything. So he said, Dayan Tzad Shait, I should tell him this. Then enough was going on. So Rebbeinu Shalom said, no! I never had a Havamim there. You didn't understand. I never meant you should tell the whole Nusach. You just tell him, I'm telling you, this is for you. You should know. The truth of the matter is, when he's Moshe Budim and Eker, I will be with them in the future. But as far as what you tell them, so only have to story. That's how the Mechorish Mother soon like the Mashur.
Yeah.
Doesn't appear anywhere else in the Constitution. No point that, but it's one of the Zion Shem Shem and Kofim. Yes, both. The first act and the second act. Both of them. Different Gersons in the Gemara, but that's the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have that Gerson. They're both Eken. Eken Asher Eken, they're both of them Hashem.
Why would that be?
But the Gemara says a different shot. The Gemara says that you take off the Yizushem, that the Baruch Hu is Mahava, he brought everything into existence, creation, and he created our world. You take off him. He's Mahava Kolam Yisrael. Eke means that there's a special relationship to our Kazakh and Yisrael, and that's a different shot. No? That's how the Gemara understands. Eke mind the Torah's roof. It's a relationship. You gave up, there's no relationship to any human being. I say anything, this change is more important than dancing different.
That's the
Iman
Nechavitzor.
Yeah, Iman Nechavitzor, right. It's the same that has the connotation of Iman Nechavitzor. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean for Dalai Lama?
The name show? Okay, it's Yitzchak, yeah.
So, maybe
the actually has something? No, Moshe Rabbeinu said that Dabal Roshan. Chakot Bakarati, that's the same he said. He said that Dabal Roshan has to speak. But Moshe Rabbeinu had this was in response to Shaila. He's going to say, Mash Mavo, in Malaya, because it's also says that actually. He said, that's a good question. If this is the way he was said, then he said, Hashem Hashem, and Hashem Hashem never appears before, never appears after. But I mean, that was the test, and she said, solution. She said, Mashallah, my mother, and says, a new Shem that no one ever heard of. That is a proof that it was ruled and was then. I don't know what shot in the post. What is it more called? Aneni Hashem, Aneni.
The proof was that he told him that
He told him that he was a disappeared. That's a little secret. That's what the Shem Hashem, you didn't know what it meant, and now he explained to him one minute. Has a double lashon also? Aneni Hashem Aneni. Why the double lashon? Why is it sufficient with one lashon? Because the Gemara Amar Rabbo, Mam Amar Aliyo, Aneni based on him. Malam Echam Aliyo, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Aneni, Shetei Reish Merah Shamayim. Betechol Kavashir Al Hamizbeh, first he has to be Habav, they should bring a cover to that. But Mizar, they should attempt to think to it that it should be burnt up from Reish Merah Shamayim. He was screaming all day long and no fire came down from heaven. And then he said, Eliyahu HaNavi brought it called the Magdalai, so he said, Aneni Hashem Aneni. So the first Aneni was Shetei Reish Merah Shamayim, Betechol Kavashir Al Hamizbeh. The second Aneni was that they shouldn't think that it's Maitik Shofen. Aneni Shetei Chayit Mishay Shaliyam Maitik Shofen Hem Shenev, about us he goes from Asriba Macharanis. What do you see from that book? Shenema? What do you see from that book? Vazohas, Mishosa, Asriba Macharanis. Eliyahu HaNavi is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you were the one who controls their heart, so therefore what, you were the one who was responsible for them sinning. You caused their hearts to turn away from you and that they should sin. So what did Gemara quote that passage to indicate? This pshat, Kedesha Olam Maitik Shof in Him. You should have given them stronger munah, so they wouldn't have seen the chalala Ramadan, they wouldn't have worshipped the Baal of Edizar. So you could have controlled their hearts to prevent them from sinning. So now, if you control their hearts, they shouldn't say that it's a mighty shopping. What does this got to do with anything? He's talking now that we all know the Baharakan, and that's been out of play. Double Russian. Well, we commented before. Many double Russian. Yeah, double Russian. Yeah, double Russian. So before, I think in our show, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Esamachis in Mitzrayim also, the Mitzrayim first said, we can't fish it. Because when the first couple of Machis occurred, the Pharaoh, and Hashim and Esam, and they did the same thing and they didn't, but he wasn't convinced of anything. Yeah. So that's what the Mashur claims, that the Gemara has a Hemshek matter, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim with Pharaoh. He felt all along that it was Kishu, and Pharaoh commented to Moshe Rabbeinu, seven other machlokes are freeing. You're bringing in the tishus. This is a country that's full of tishus. You're trying to show us new tricks and tishus. So just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a problem that all the orthodoxy that he demonstrated didn't help prove anything, because Paro and his avodim said that it's all tishus. So the similar issue came up in the days of Eliyahu by Harakamo, that he was praying to the Baruch Shalom Ben Yochel that the people shouldn't smach avek and yes, avek shmur shamayim, like Paro Tavegamach in his time, the original couple of machs.
Okay, now the Mishnah goes back. We learned one Mishnah so far.
Okay.
From the beginning of the year so far, we learned one Mishnah.
So the first Mishnah spoke about is man. Kriya Shma Shalavri. We want to discuss. First, the Mishnah has Kriya Shma Shalavri. And then it goes to Kriya Shma Shal Shachar, based on the Pasuk by Yerev, by Yivoker. First comes in the Jewish calendar, first comes the nighttime, then comes the daytime, Hayom Halach Achor Laila. Or the Gemara gave another reason, because in the Chumash it says the Shachar Chol Kumata. First it's either given to recite Kriya Shma Shal Laila, and then the Mitzvah is given to recite Kriya Shma Shal Shachar. Now this Mishnah discusses Kriya Shma Shal Shachar, what is this man? You have to figure out who's man, what is the earliest man? And what is the latest man? Just like we had before. What is the earliest man of Kriya Shma Shal Shachar? There were six, seven sheets, a whole bunch of sheets. What is the latest man? There were three sheets. And now the Mishnah shall discuss what's the earliest and what's the latest man of Kriya Shma Shal Shachar. The aim of Saitan is a Shabbos. Shabbos was the earliest. So the Mishnah is Yaakov and Cheles Lelova. When you can tell the difference between Cheles and white. Shabbos, what is Cheles? Cheles is a mitzvah. It's good. Rashi tells you Yorok. Yeah, Yorok. Yorok is a question, what exactly? Yorok is a character. You know, you don't want to say green. You want to say Yorok like green. Green like green.
Yorok
is a rock. Yeah. What do you mean? That's the Yorok. That's the Yorok. Green. No, no. So the Mishnah is saying that she was June, that she was yellow. But they said, yeah, instead of seeing a reddish, a white, yeah.
Orange comes out with the blue.
It's
dark.
Blue, that's the question. The word Yorok in Hebrew can mean blue, it can mean yellow, it can mean green, and it can mean what?
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't have to know. To know yeah, it doesn't have to know what the word means.
Yes.
So what Yorick again? This is point out in different places. Yorick Akarsi is the green. When you want to say green, it says Yorick Akarsi. And when it just says Yorick, then it's a green blue. You don't know what it means. You don't know what it means. Usually means yellow or brown, but sometimes it means blue. Actually, Rock Rockers always go. Actually, Rock Rockers. The Acher said, Mishnah Tzadik has a chida on us. It means yellow or brownish. It means yellow, right. It doesn't mean green. I'll be positive. And the Zohar says that the Esrik should be Yorik. It doesn't mean it should be green. A green Esrik is purple. Yorik is kind of purple. It means it should be yellow. It should be yellow or brown. It shouldn't be green. It shouldn't be blue. It wasn't done from the wrong color. What was the problem with Yorik? Now she really doesn't help that so much here. Now she says, Chelus is Yorik. Doesn't have too much. Not that problem. What color is the tail? That's the shadow, right? There's a machleb is Ashen Rama. Right. The Rama Machunish writes that the tail is the color of the sky at midnight. Middle of the night. And the Rambam says, I think it's the color of the sky late in the afternoon. I'm not mistaken. Late in the afternoon. Which is not a real thing as Rashi. But at least it's dark blue or it's a shade of blue. And others claim that it's in Gansana. Now they have the new Trevis Foundation in Eretz Yisrael. And in Gansana, different color. It's perfect. They say that the Trevis is perfect. They're all different colors. And the Rabbiya's Trevis, what the Rabbiya Rebbe claimed was a Chidish Rebbe in Yurus. He printed the city of Taharis from Gershon Hena. Printed this form on Taharis. He collected all of the Gemaras and he made a Talmud problem. On the Schneider, and he put a Pirush on the side, quite an outstanding tool, gigantic swarm. And then he wrote three swarms to prove that he had the Kredos, Moshe Sikha Kredos, and he wrote that he claimed that he had the same, but the Lord of the government didn't accept it. So his claim that the Rabbina sitting there is very bright blue, very bright blue, very sharp blue. And it comes in different colors, a big problem exactly was his color, the Rabbina Rebbe, is not like Rashi, not like the Rambam. Not the color of the sky at midnight at all. It's not the color of the sky late in the afternoon either. So that's a very sharp blow.
We knew what it was. It was manufactured, or did it have to come from the
That's also a shaila. The Eretz Yisrael on Mishnah is in the beginning of the volume on Seder Moed, has a whole sentence on Big Likuna. He discusses what the Big Likuna has to look like, and he gives all the details. And then he discusses one of the aspects of Big Likuna. He discusses the Chelus. He discusses what color is it. He says this Machlokes is Ashenran. He points it out. And then he says to the Rambam, it might appear that there's no, it's not the Yisuva that it should come from the Halom. The Rambam just says it has to be such a color, and that color comes from Chalom. It might be mashma from the Rambam that you can really get, if you can manufacture it artificially, to have the correct color, it would be good even if it doesn't come from the Chalom.
But you don't know what color it is.
Oh, the Gemara says, in the days of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, used to have people who used to claim that they were selling chelus and avrozim, and there's no avera. There's nothing wrong if you wear chelus and avrozim. But if you have shatnim, if you have shilayim, then it's an issue. Shilayim is only mitzvah. Let's say if you have a baggage shell fish pond, and you put in chutei chelus, and the chutei chelus has to be of woolen material, and it has to be dyed a specific color. So if it's dyed the wrong color, then the Gemara says that there's an ether, there's an ether of color. The Gemara, no, it was the right color, but it faded. The Gemara says chelus would fade, and the real chelus would not fade. So that's one of the conditions, even if you assume that the Rambam is correct, even if you assume the Rambam meant it. And the Rambam is right that the chelus doesn't necessarily have to come from the halazon, that the Kohilam was sold as an imitation chelus, and people thought that the time it was the correct color, that it would stay there for a while. It was Rashi, and the Rashi was in a few times, the color would stay. So that's a thing with another. It's never... That's
really great.
Every color is one, except for the stable. I think the Aztec Indians would know for that. Now that they had a blue color, that didn't stay. They were, you're doing a person for that.
Color is affected by what it mirrors on the outside. For instance, the same color chelat in Yerushalayim is a different chelat than is in Haifa or Ramadun or Be'er. That's a different outside, so therefore color, it depends on basic color, how it's reflecting in Yerushalayim and with the, what is called, kind of this. So therefore, whatever color you have there, no other color is the same thing. Because you don't have the other
color. That's the problem. Okay, that's the problem.
Sure.
It's a big problem in Maris Dham. If you're in Yerushalayim and the sun is shining all day long and the sun is so bright, it blinds you, so the colors are all going to look much different from in New York than in the middle of the day. When you're in New York at 12 o'clock noon, it looks like it's midnight. And Yerushalayim all day is bright. And it's dark, it's crimson all day long. The colors are going to look different. I don't know what to do with that. Light is also not the light on light. It says on a daylight, but it's not the
daylight.
Well, we don't use that standard, that's the problem. You can have the same mara, and you shall line it'll look like a mara tenet, because the sun is shining, makes everything look reddish. And you look in New York, it looks like a mara tumor. So how can it be? If this mara has run, you shall going to be telling us the mara. Not necessarily. Let's say mara is for Hilchas Nida. Mara is Hilchas Nida, done, right. So when the sun shines very brightly, everything is going to be much redder. That's a problem. I don't know, that's a good problem. The colors will look differently depending on your...
But the halos, if you use the color from halos, why don't you have one there also? Why is there not in Amutam Basiho? Also the same thing applies. The Nabi Yehuda's son has a true that that's printed in the Nabi Yehuda, whether the Chalazon is a kosher fish or a traitor fish. These people claim it's a snail.
Usually assume
that it's not a snail, it's usually assume that it's a fish.
Yeah, I guess there's several days we are asking him
A monkey comes in and takes a dollar from your pocket and puts it in my pocket. So I find the dollar in my pocket, I can steal the dollar. But this monkey did not talk to me on the Baba Kama. The monkey took your page and he painted my house, or the monkey took your dye and he took my white sweater and he put my white sweater into your blue dye and he takes it out, and now all the dye is absorbed in the sweater. So now I'm going to wear the sweater. And it's worth more now because of the fact that it's dyed a color, because the furniture is painted, the walls are painted, and so on. So I'm not crying to come out of my mouth. It's not my monkey, it's not this day morning, it's not this day. I didn't do the hesitation, it's not my monkey. I'm not responsible for the monkey. Shabbat is going to be my Shabbat today. Can you tell him a money double? That your mom then is by me. But the more words that you say, Chazut Milsehi, the fact that my Zeged has a Mare, has a color, Milsehi, that's considered as if it's the end. As if I have a chunk of your beard, so therefore I have to give you back. I'll show the tabay. I have to give you back your beard. Yeah, it's worth more. Or she could say, Chazus Salab Nosehi, that the Mara is absorbed in the Vegas, the Mara is absorbed, and it's not an independent. So one could say, it's just a Shaila and Mamani Gabrok, a Shaila and Mamani. He says, no, the Gemara makes it too strong to Rehan Noah. The Gemara quotes the bin of Varalta Marlosa, Rehan Yelakam says three times the word Orlo by Paris Orlo by the first 3 years. So the Brisa says that one of the expressions of Rava comes to teach us that Shema Yitzavavo, that you're not permitted to use the dye that comes from Paris as well, that was Paris for the first 3 years, you're not permitted to use it to dye the garment. So the Gemara says, why not? This is all Chazus Salab Nusi. If it's already dyed, so what's the, and it says that if you dye the beggar, you have to burn the beggar. You have to burn that beggar because Rava is not instructing. If you have Paris of Rava, you have to burn it. If you have a sweater, it was dyed with all the dyes, you have to burn the sweater because the sweater has the dye from the Orlo. You see the Torah that you have to burn it, doesn't indicate the Chazus and Nusus. And one says, well, maybe you have to exert our cultural instruction to do it. So that's why it's a lot of my for the Chazus and Nusus here. Now, so see the Bible like sheets, so take one anymore, we don't know what to do. So a lot of parts can say that they're right, they're going to go to and they're going to go to the Kuvra. It's relevant, where does it come up, Aloha Maitre, we don't have monkeys, we don't have such monkeys walking around dying people's...
To be a kid.
Yeah, it doesn't come up so often. So what comes up is in the kashrut area, it comes up. Sometimes, let's say, the trace ingredient falls into a kosher product and you have well over shishin and there's no mishinah time at all, but this tiny little trace ingredient changed the color of the whole thing. Yeah. So the pre-Kaddish and the group of other Achrayim claim against the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Shach. Chana Amar the Shach say that it's not a problem. So the fact that the color changed, there's not any reason to say that it's not, that it prevents us from being dogma. And the pre-Kaddish and some says that that's not a lot like the pre-Kaddish, they say no. But that is in a dialogue she's telling him on. Maybe if you say Chazusa, since Chazusa knows that the issue is just taken as Dina, so the Gerais, you have to go to Funga, because you have done it, you go to Funga. But if it is the Gerais that's coming, you have to say that possibly Chazusa knows that he is considered as if the trace is in Dina. If it's the Rabban that's coming, so then you have the right to be made to say that it's not Dina. So the Rabbi Yehuda's son has a tshuva where he talks about dying the Ritzuas and dying the Chutei Atzelus. So he says, if you hold the Chazusa knows that he, then it will be a violation, then Machal should be a violation of Minamuta Betichah. Because you're using something from a Behemoth Meir, from a Dastomet, in the mitzvah of Tikkun, or in the mitzvah of Tumah. There's no Chazus, there's not Milfi, so it's absorbed, so it's Kiyuheno, so then it's not a violation of Minamuta Betichah. That's what he suggests. So they talk a little about that.
I think the Rabbi mentioned something like this in connection with the Shun.
The last of the Shun, yes.
I think he changed it to the Shabbat is inside for the finish, so there is no Yisro.
Yes.
I think this is Moyer. Because you read it, but some, it's also, and it comes from
the Shun. The Dan from Abai is Meir, yes. Yes, Dan. Dan, that's the Shun, the discussion in the costume. So it's in the Shun in the costume, right?
No, the male. He needs to use the dam that needs to collect in the throat, or the pocket in the throat where the dam is collected. So the Rishonim discuss how can you use the dam to check? So again, what is the earliest that you can recite Kriya Shema? So the first time it says Mishiyakir, and Chaylor, if you love him. What you can tell is this. So Blaise says, no, that's too early. Chaylor, if you love him, is very easy. That's the Mishiyakir and Chaylor, the currency, which are very similar. So that's a later time in the morning. And then the Gemara has additional sheetahs in Tanai. Right? What does the Gemara have later? Third line of the Gemara, Tanya Rab Meira and Mishiyakir and Jade Mekela. And you can tell the difference between wolf and a dog, it means standing at a distance away from it. The Kiddur says Bein Chamor La'arod, between a wild donkey and a regular donkey. I remember Shira Chaver, Rafi Dalaram, is Siyaki Ren. So it says, what kind of a Chaver? You know, if he's a Chaver, then he's rubber that's low, so you can tell all the time, you can tell by his walks, by his motions. If he's a Chaver, then he's a rubber that's low, so what good is it? The Shaman says, that's rubber, then a rubber. Okay. So that's so many different Shira. What are all the Shira more based on? The meaning is, they're an unfortunate place. That basically the issue is one. That the Kumecho, when is it normal for people to wake up? That it's dark in the middle of the night, when are they going to wake up? They're not going to travel on the highway, they don't have any cars with lights, with headlights, with front lights. So they're going to wake up a little early in order that when they wash up in the morning, when they put on their shoes, and they start to travel to go to their offices to do their business, there could be a little light on the street, on the highway. So that's the shailah. Or they don't want to go traveling on the highway if they're going to be wild animals, and they won't be able to tell the difference between a wild animal that's dangerous and an animal that's not dangerous. That's why one time it says, when you can tell the difference between a David and a Kel, one says between a Hamoran and a Arun. And the other says, no, as long as you tell the difference between people. Each shear is slightly 5 minutes off from the other shear. Different shear. But then they went out of their way, especially to say Tikkun HaFa.
That's not
for you. It's kind of here, it depends on the guardian. No, normal people have no reason, no need here. They're just waking up in order to go to work in the morning. So if you see it. No, those minority people waking up at Tikkun HaFa, they're waking up not for natural purposes. They're not That's normal, yeah, people wake up.
Yeah.
People wake up and most people go to work, that's natural. So some people wake up 5 minutes earlier than others, and others 5 minutes earlier than others, 5 minutes earlier than others. Yeah. Then you have them, it takes them to get ready. And these are the considerations that people have, how early they're going to wake up. So they don't want to travel on the highway if they can't see what's in front of them. Because there are no lights on the highway. Yeah, everything is after Aloy Tashach. Everything is after Aloy Tashach and before Hanei Tachama. That's the question. How did this give us the Gemara on the previous Daf? The Gemara had before. That's why you start all of a sudden this attack. The Gemara on the previous Daf. Well, how do we talk in here? Let's see. All the different Shurim, when is the Tchila Zman Kriyashma? So how do we talk in? So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna Halacha Kacherim. The Gemara says, we talk like Kacherim, we pass him like a hair. So how does that jive? So how did it jive with the Daf before? The Daf before we had two brachos of Hashem Baruchos. So one bracha says you can recite Kriya Shema once before Hanei Tachama, once after Hanei Tachama, and you'll be yotzei veichad esreish mashalayim and kriyash mashashachas. And the other bracha said you recite Kriya Shema once before Hanei Tachama and after. And the Yeti Kriyash Shal Shachar, Shal Adis and Shal Shachar. So let's assume that it's that you don't accept both rights. That's just a multi-partial, that it's a conflict between the two rights. And the only Bishar Tatchak would be allowed the service of the Yeti Kriyash Shal Adis So what did the Gemara say? What's the Zman of Kriyash Shal Shachar? What's the Zman of Kriyash Shal Shachar? Right after Allah Shachar. Right after Allah Shachar. So how does this thing will be the Gemara? The 10th on the previous Daf, not that. When it says after Allah Shachar, you shouldn't take it literally. It means these manas.
Yeah.
It's a wash up and some, not exactly.
Yeah.
What do you do if you follow the other Brisa? The other Brisa said once before Hanei Tacham, once after Hanei Tacham. So it sounds like the earliest you can say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar is it's Hanei Tacham. What do you do with all this? And the Gemara says, Halach Kachir. What do you do with Halach Kachir?
The Gemara says a little later, Amar Abaye, the Tzilin, we don't pass him like Raguna. We don't pass like Raguna. The next Madama says, Amar Abaye, the Tzilin, Kacherim. The Kriyash Makiva speaking, what is that? You're not permitted to put on Tzilin Balayla. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanayim in Menachos, why you're not permitted to put on Tzilin Balayla. Some Tanayim hold that it's a Nisa Deraisa, some hold that it's a Nisa Derabon. Some hold it's a Nisa Deraisa. Yes, this is not Hadin, but this is no Averis to put on Tzitzis on Lila, just to say that Lila is not on
Tzitzis, so you can't say a Brach in Adjai Tzitzis.
But here, to put on Tzitzis on Lila is an Averis, even to an Averis, they write an Averis to Rabbonah. What's the issue? So here, could the Tanayim say that it's an issue, they write it, that's on the Raman Pashim, it's an issue, they write it, because when I say a Lila is Lamas Lam Tzitzis, the Prophet says, V'shamad v'shukhut v'azor v'mayad v'yam 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 And there's a machlokes at the time, which chukah is that pasuk refers to? The chukah of Pesach, the chukah of Mejabah, the chukah of Tzilah. The pasuk is Rei. The Shemata is the chukah of Zoyz, the Mead of the Yom Yamimah, you should keep the mitzvah of Karban Pesach from year to year, the Yom Yamimah from year to year. On Mead Zoyz, you should observe the mitzvah of Tzilah in the Shemata of Chukah of Zoyz every day, daily. The Yom Yamimah, if it refers to chukah of Tzilah and daily, the Yom Yamimah, then the machlokes at the pasuk is pretty clear. That means Yom 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 how do you come off to say this in Easter? It's like Tzilis, it's like Tzitzis, Tzitzis also only by Yom not Balada. No, they were to put on Tzitzis Balada, so the Gemara says no, Tzitzis says the Shamaito, whenever there's Yishama Ben Diyal, the connotation is that there's a Loisesh, there's an Avera, but the Shamaito, the Chukah Zosh, the Yom is not me, Yom 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 That's how the Raman Paskin said Laila is Lazar on Tzilim in Aferiva, and if it is the right, it's put on Tzilim on Laila. Most of the Rishonim Paskin like the other Tanner, that it's not so. The red part of Yishamat is Chukuk Mazoit, it's referring to Korban Pesach, and the phrase Niyam Yamimah means from year to year, every year you should observe Korban Pesach, and it's not Paskin that says that you're not permitted to, that there is no mitzvah of Tzilim on Laila, when I tell Tzilim is on Laila also, but it's only exactly that abolish. What's the reason today is that Yishamah and the Yishamah, what's wrong with the sleep of the Shul? In the very Shemi Yafiyah that, because Tzum need a goof knocky, so they prohibited Midir Abbanah. So I call upon either Menater or Midir Abbanah, there's an issue to put on Tzum Balar. So when does this issue go off? Whenever Yom begins. But in America, it's not so fast when Yom begins. Strictly speaking, Yom begins from Aloy Tashacha. But the Mishnah has a Megillah, whenever you have a thing that begins by Yom, so Midir Abbanah, we don't allow you to fulfill that mitzvah from Aloy Tashacha because of the Xayah that he may be marked in the corner of Tashachar, but although Tashachar skips black outside, then he may say the bracha on the Tila Shmulos in the middle of the night, by mistake, he may say the bracha on the house in the middle of the night. You have to wait till on Eitz HaChamah. So what's going to be like Tzilin also? You have to tell a person you have to wait to put on the Tzilin to left on Eitz HaChamah. Called over Shem Tzalka Bayon Koshka Bayon, Lachatchid Yishuwein to left on Eitz HaChamah, but he had to put on Tzilin left on Eitz HaChamah. I can see the require of the person that he should wait so long to put on the tzilin to left on Eitz HaChamah. Rabbi says, no, the tzilin to Acherim. The Kriyash Ma'atimah is speaking, what does also Rashi says? You have to put on the tzilin before you do the Kriyash Ma'atimah. Because the Gemara says, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Le'ilu Dabki Zalat, that the Prophet Kabbalah Samach HaShvan Shleimah, the person puts on Talat and tzilin, and then he bottoms with it, so you have to put on the tzilin and then. So you can't tell him you have to wait to recite. You have to wait to say the bracha on the tzilin to put on the tzilin to left on Eitz HaChamah. And then he's going to start davening Yersh. Left on Eitz HaChamah is going to take him 5 minutes to put on Talat and tzilin. Then he's going to start to daven. No, not the guy who davened earlier. So he had to be naked a little bit. So he says that what Rabbuna says is not exactly correct. Rabbuna says, Aloha Kacherim, sounds like look, I'm Yisri Yeshma. That's not correct. Aloha Kacherim, what? So the tzilin Kacherim. He passed on the Gabi Tzilin and Mishiachar Chaver B'Rechid Dalam. He said, when is this man of Kriyashna? Three Vasikin. And what's the Vasikin? Dom Rav Yechanan Vasikin, Muad Ech Vasikin. Vasikin is Chassidim Anshe Maiz. Rashi says, Anoshim Anodim, and Mechadim Hem HaMitzvah. What does it have to do with Anodo? I don't understand it yet. Nice to be humble, but what Vasikin means, the Tastik in the Mitzvah, more than others. I don't know why Rashi introduces the theme of Anodo here. People are Mechadim Mitzvah. But the Rabbi Yechanan says, Vasikin Vayigomen also, they used to recite it. Gomen means Korimah, they used to recite Kriyashma, Im HaNeitz HaChamah. What does that mean? Right before. Im HaNeitz HaChamah, right before HaNeitz HaChamah. Tanya HaMelech, Vasikin HaNeitz HaChamah, Im HaNeitz HaChamah, Kdei Shiitz HaGubu Vasriwa. They would recite the Kriyashma right before HaNeitz HaChamah, Shemoneh Esrei right after. The means of the Sala Bayom, they would recite the Shemoneh Esrei right after HaNeitz HaChamah. Mike Rowe, what's the motto for this in Tanakh? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Yiruchim Shamash v'lefnei Yareach, Dorim. That's in the Perek where Shlomo HaMelech davened for his brother that he should give prayer to the king to govern properly, to govern the people properly, to make the proper takonis, to judge properly, and so on. He should be able to function well. He says, and the king should have this chiyuv, he should frequently give Yeruchim Shamash, all of his citizens should have Yerushamayim, Yeruchim Shamash, by day, Yerushamayim Yarech, and by night. And the king should do this, Dor, for generation to generation, the kingdom should continue on. He should live long, and his children should live long, and the whole of Balapat, and all of his citizens should be short. So what does this mean? That Yerushamayim should be Yerushamash, as the sun is rising, Yerushamayim Yarech, and Yerushamayim should be at the Balapat. What is that referring to? So the Gemara speaks here about Yeruchim Shamash. What to do with Nei Areach? That's another issue. It's Nilchem. Rashi later on. Yeah, Rashi says right now it refers to Nilchem.
Yes.
Another issue I disagree, doesn't it? It says Nilchem refers to Kiyash Mashallah. We get to different answers. But our Gemara is talking about the first part of the passage. Yeruchim Shamash, that Yerushamayim should be in the morning, it should be at the time of sunrise. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara says that the Kiyash Mashallah Shaka should be recited before sunrise. That should be right after the sunrise. So which exactly is the Seder here? What exactly is the Gachir say? So the Shulchan says that they're both Seder. They're both Seder. That L'chatchila, the creation should be recited before Panei Tachamot. That even if the person wakes up and he's in his pajamas and he wants to go back to sleep, or he's going to daven at 9 o'clock thing, and still, if it's possible for him, he should wake up early. And why should Philip Divine say Yichat HaPer is Petri Yashma before Hanei Tachama? Even if it's not going to be connected with Shmenes. The Gemara has right on. A person is being tabled in the midst of his mind that the Tachama says is still applied. And a person who's about Kari is prohibited to recite Kriya Shema to Dabin. So the Mishnah speaks about a person who's tabled in the midst. And he looks at, he comes out of the midst and he sees on the wall that it's just 5 minutes left to recite Kriya Shema. So he says he should cover up with a towel and say quickly Kriya Shema. Obviously he's not going to put on towels and clothes, not going to brush and ask in the mixer. He just wants to hop around Kriya Shema. So you see that Kriya Shema to Vasikin is a separate kiyum. So he said Kriya Shema Vasikin is a separate kiyum. And then the research man after he's right after Hanei Tacham is also a separate kiyum. So the Gemara continues to tell the story. They should always be Masnach Lulun and Tzilah. And the Gemara says that there was one of the Amarayim, Amarayim Rabbi Yoyim, the Yulik, the Irish, were also when you go... Uno was going from Devil to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Shal Bishlam Adir Abruna Ochi, go say hello to my brother, the man of Kol HaChabura. Go greet him in the presence of all the other Talmidei Chachamim in order to be chayel of Kavati. Why? The other God was the Tameh the Mitzvah. Is there a proof? What's his Gumkite? What's his Yerushalayim? He didn't record on one occasion, Shama Guru Latrila. He was Masma Guru Latrila. He was Masma Guru Latrila. And he had a smile on his face all day long. The Gemara says that there is going to be Masma Guru Latrila will not be either Kol Ayem based on the passage. That when you let out the dinner, it's really Guru Latrila from, that it says, Hashem Tzili to go live, and that's how it says, Yad Hashem Yen Tzorah. And Tzila is the actor called his brother to assist you, so that's how these two scripts in one actually have to indicate, you should first have Guru, and then should go to Israel, and then start to answer, and it says, Yad Hashem Yen Tzorah. But his brother will protect you, and he will defend you, and you won't be needed to call out your own. So that's why he had a smile on his face. The Titan asks on the bottom of the dot, what do you mean? Everybody is Master Guru with Tzila. What's the big difference over there? The Titan says, no, he was Master Guru with Tzila with Vasikin. So therefore what? You have a seeking in Yarmulke all over. You have a seeking in Yarmulke all over the world. Oh, so the Ramban says, but they didn't have any class. So they would always guess. And 999 times out of the 1,000, you guess wrong. You're guessing whether they're going to be a seeking. You have to guess, I'm going to start saying Kriya Shema now, and I'll finish the Kriya Shema right before Hanei Tachama, I'll finish my answer right after, and I won't pause in between. So 999 out of 1,000 times you guess wrong. And one, he hit the nail on the head, he hit the jackpot. Then he said Kriya Shema, and when he finished Kriya Shema, the sun was just about to rise, and he said Shema Nesha right away. So he was not fulfilled on the street. And what do you do if you didn't hit the jackpot? What do you do? The Rambam says, he sees the Gemara that you said Kriya Shema Kiva speaking earlier, and then you pause. You wait quietly, you wait for 10 minutes, you wait for 15, 20 minutes, still it's on 8 o'clock, but then you say Shema Nesha. What do you wait for? You go Shema Nesha right away. You finish Kriya Shema, finish going yourself. You say Shema Nesha, no. There's another Vasikin Hebrew. Another Kiva Vasikin. Not to say Shmon Esrei before Hanei Tzacham. So you see the Seirish from the Gemara, from the Rishayim like that, that the Vosikim that we learn out in the Pasuk in Yeruchim, Il Shamesh, is a separate kiyum in Kriyashma, and it's a separate kiyum in Shmoneh Esrei. If you have a particular minyan, and you say Kriyashma right before, and the Shmoneh Esrei right after, and you have Snichas Gula Tzilo, then it's Gorgadol. Then you have the both kiyumim with Snichas Gula Tzilo. And 999 out of 1,000 times, they didn't have the Snichas Gula Tzilo. So you have the steps of the two kiyumim were independent. They would recite Kriyashma, Kivat Tikin, the stated, to recite it before Hanei Tzachama. And to recite Shmoneh Esrei, Kivat Tikin, to recite the Shmoneh Esrei right after Hanei Tzachama. So it's the same, that the two independent kiyumim. So find again.
Yeah.
One of them, either in the Yeah, the Rambam says that the Yom used to do 999 out of 1,000 times a yes rule, he says. And they would say the Kriyashma too early, and then he would wait 15, 20 minutes. And they gave up Snichas Gula Nesila because of these two. They would wait for 15 minutes. That's a lack of Snichas Gula Nesila. So they would miss Snichas Gula Nesila because of these two independent Hidurim of a Sikhan. The separate Hidurim have Kriyashma earlier than Hanei. The separate Hidurim have Shmoneh Esrei after Hanei. Not to say Shmoneh Esrei before. Two separate Hidurim. And if you have everything all together, then you have a third team of Snichas Gula Nesila.
What can you go to the early minyan, where they say Kriyashma before the night, because then they don't Shmoneh Esrei right away, they don't wait for Shmoneh Esrei. Or you should go to the later minyan, where they start, then you take Kriyashma after the night, and then you have the Kriyashma after the night. Which one should you do?
The person can always say Kriyashma Kivastikin separately. You might have done it in the mikvah.
Yeah.
Mishnah Berurah sounds like that. As you say, Mishnah Berurah points it out. You say Kriyashma Kivastikin.
But then if you say Kriyashma first, you're
thinking,
then you say the
Brochus
with
the Kriyashma,
then you don't have to
all key
what...
No, no. You won't say the
Brochus
with Kriyashma. Say the
Brochus
later.
Yeah, no, but you're already relationship to the right.
Right.
Yeah. And we just get to the Rabbuna.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you see for the fellows in the mikvah. And what is the whole of what does Rosh say Kriyashma Kivastikin? Let him get dressed, put on a towel, and film, and then say Kriyashma later. Even the Rosh Hashanah say that you should say Kriyashma before Hanei Tzachama, they're masking to Rabbi Shua. The Gemara says, they're masking to Rabbi Shua that the Shokhman Kriyashma is Agim Moshe. So what is this Rosh to say Kriyashma Kivastikin now? Without the Shokhman, without the little group of Pilah, get dressed and say everything softly. So you see that Kriyashma Kivastikin is a second Hebrew. That's the end of the third hour. The Balkari is favorable in the morning, before Hanei Tzachama, and he's in a big rush to say Kriyashma Kivastikin, the Gemara says. So what's the rush to say Kivastikin? If the Kivastikin also last minute, we'll be sure that the Befei Shikmar, but you still have another over 3 hours, you have another 4 hours to go to say Kriyashma. So what's the rush? You see that Kriyashma Kivastikin is a second Hebrew that's so important, it's even better to see the Betzibur, and see the Shulim and Shulim, and we've got to give it Kriyashma. I'm not going to say give it Kriyashma, yes, I'm dead. Krishna can say this, not like a different Krishna now.
You tell him Shabbat, you find that the Krishna is going to be after the month.
Yeah.
But it's done because you say Krishna is starting the season.
Yeah, you just have to, you're not allowed to wait to say Krishna after the close night Krishna.
Well, they're not doing the other one, they start at 9 o'clock, I don't see the...
No. So that's the Shaila, that's a dispute in Akhlein, based on a dispute in the Shaila. Now, Akhlein decided Paskin, if the only minyan in town, let's say, davening at 10 o'clock in the shtibur, the only minyan is at 10 o'clock in the morning, then you're obviously going to miss the Zman Krishna. So should you recite Kriyashma before Zman Krishna and then daven with the shtibur? Or should you daven everything the yechidus in order to fulfill Kriyashma derayta with the, what you say that well? So the Mishnah Berurah is passing like the Rav Harishonim, like the Rav Achronim, after passing to say Kriyashma before. And then later on you say the Birchas Kriyashma with the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Vilna Goyen holds not so. The Vilna Goyen, Hetzelburger has a tshuva in the pre-Yitz of the first tshuva, very long tshuva, 10, 15 pages long. When he says the Yitzchak is like the Vilna Goyen, the Pasch is like the Ra'or, that's our Rav. So eventually he said the Shem Ha'chayim, and you have like that also, that it's preferable to daven the Yechidus, Kriyashma with the Brachas, and Kriyashma with the Tzilah, rather than just to say Kriyashma before, and daven with the Minyan. That's a big machlokes. So the best thing is you have to try to convince the minyan that they should have. אז הוא לא יודע, זה מנסה לו, בשמת מנקריש. אז לא שואב שדיברנו את הכל את מיוסקים, אני דאפתי מחרק את זה משתמור הכל. That that is the Megillah that says that Machatchil you're not permitted to do a mitzvah shukmana by yom and to lech b'hanei tzacham, because that's why you also say shachris. Because shachris, the man of shachris is connected to the Talmud Shal Shachar, and the Talmud Shal Shachar all year long you have to bring before Hanei Tzacham, way before. It says so in the Mishnah in the Mishnah in Talmud. Every day of the year it was the Talmud Shal Shachar, way before Hanei Tzacham. So the Kri Chodosh asks that there's nothing wrong with davening at the first minyan, even though the first minyan is going to finish the Shmona Esrei before Hanei Tzacham. If you're going to say the Hallel, if you're going to start Hallel before Hanei Tzacham, that's a violation of the Chatzitah. If it's a day on which you're going to say Hallel, then it's not proper. If you have a prayer, then you should daven at the later minyan that's going to say Hallel later on Hanei Tzacham. If you have no prayer, you have to run to shul. The Shal Tzachakini ever done this, but yet if you say Hallel before Hanei Tzacham, you're going to say. So the Shal Tzachak, you can't make a later minyan if you have no prayer. But if you have a prayer, and then we should say Hallel Shazir away till later. But let's say, what about Shachris per se? What about Shema Esrei per se? Because the Chodesh says that Shachris per se is never a problem. But this is a sense of Buga, as it should be, he talks to us like that Tzvi Chodesh. But the Mishnah Berurah talks to us not so. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Haskamah Rov HaPosim is against the Tzvi Chodesh, that if you have an option of davening in two minyanim, one minyan is going to say Shema Begin with Shachris. One minyan is going to daven Shachris before Hanei Tzacham, the other minyan is going to daven after. Then he says, by all means, you should daven daven after. That it's not proper to daven Shmoneh Esrei Shachris before Hanei Tzacham. That's why it's here. How long you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei Shachris also?
What about the
Musa Shiloh Shmoneh Esrei Shachris?
Yeah, when you can
daven... Is it permissible to have to daven Musa before Hanei Tzacham or before Hanei Tzacham? Yeah, you should leave that hollow. You should leave that hollow, say the hollow way to daven Musa. I don't know. So looking for Shulchan Aruch, I don't know, if the person is in a rush and you have to run to work, but the Yevon is not good, the Shabbos is permissible to have those who hold that you're permitted L'chatchila. If you have a Bishko Tzadzibur, those who hold that you're permitted L'chatchila to Dam and Shachas before, or would they also say that you're permitted to say Musa before? I don't think so. The whole time of the Bichodesh was that the Beit Hamidosh. Yeah, that the Beit Hamidosh is quite a problem. I don't think it worked before. I don't think they brought Musa before. Musa should be governed with the regular dinner, that you shouldn't do it L'chatchila before on Ein Tzacham. So let's go again. If a person wants to daven, let's just review again and then we'll get to the discussion. If a person wants to daven with a deacon, so what should he do? The preferable is to daven with a deacon. He should arrange his tefillah in such a way that he should say the Kriya Shema right before on Ein Tzacham, Rishma Nesra, yes. But in order to say Kriya Shema Shema Nesra, the prophecy is Kabbal and Nachasham Shleimo, he should put on Talos and Tzum before he starts to daven. So obviously he's going to be putting on the Talos and Tzilam before Hanei Tzachama. So that's Chumah, the Mishnah Megillah, that L'chatchila is not proper to fulfill a mitzvah by Yom before Hanei Tzachama, the Chachamim will never go to that. And he gets the Talos, not going to get the Tzilam. Because then he's going to have to start, he wants to say Kriya Shema before Hanei Tzachama, for what he can purpose is. And he wants to have the Talos and Tzilam on before he starts to daven, before he starts to say the Kriya Shema. So they're not going to be going over here on Talos and Tzilam. So when is the earliest man that you can start saying Bracha on Talos and Tzilam? Talos and Tzilam are both only by Yom. The Talos is Menatar only by Yom, at least the most of the Pratik Tzilam. And the Tzilam is even Menatar and the Rabbanan. That's the Machlech, so it's a Dini Rai, it's a Dini Rabbanan. So where is the earliest, man that you can put on the Talos and Tzilam? So the Gemara says, with respect to Tzilam, it's Allah HaKacherim. The Shiach HaSchadeh HaZirich HaZalram. Only with respect to Kriya Shema, then we say that Halacha is Tzivar Tzikin. So what does it mean Halacha is Tzivar Tzikin? That the earliest you should say Kriya Shema
is when?
But he can tell you the latest, he doesn't tell you the earliest. But it's not the Shiach HaKaber B'lichit Zahra. It's later. Later. It's a little later. Closer to sunrise. As close as possible to sunrise. Yeah. As close as possible to sunrise. Yes, it means it's
I don't understand. What?
That's a different issue. How do you measure the Shor's Marius in the middle of the day? Yes, it's a different thing. Everybody agrees that they start Shmoneh Esrei Shachar. No, it's a different question. When you measure the Gimel Shor's for Kriya Shmoneh, Zalat Shor's for Tefillah, and it's like a Mincha, and then Mincha Tara, do you measure a Shor from sunrise to sunset? Do you measure from Shmoneh Esrei Shachar to Shmoneh Esrei Shachar? So those are the two opinions of Magen Avraham. So it's two opinions, the very small argument. But here the Gemara is talking about a different issue, not dividing the Shor in the day, in the middle of the day. Gemara is talking, when is the earliest before sunrise? Everybody thinks that the day, Mikra'ah in the day begins from Magen Avraham Shachar. That's correct, that's an issue in the Gemara. Mikra'ah in, everybody agrees to that. The issue that you're bringing up is a different issue. When you read, when you measure Shor, it's Hayom. You measure, do you divide by 12 only that time period between sunrise and sunset? Or do you measure even a larger time period from Alot HaShachar to Tzeis HaKhan? That's a different question. That's a different question. So Nachman, so what is the Gemara's Maskanah? Again, because we want to recommend to everybody that the more correct way to daven, more correct man to daven is Kivar Sikin, so we cite the Kriya Shema before, and the Shmona Esrei Esrei Tachamo, so we cannot insist on that Chumra from the Mishnah Megillah. Like Chogon Hashem is talking about Yerim Yishu Gosh, we can't insist on that to Talos Mishnah. So there's clearly an exception to the rule. The Chacham has to give you a break to allow you to put on a Talos Mishnah before to prepare for the Kriya Shema. So when is this man? When is this man to Talos Mishnah? That we understand. And the Kriya Shema Sivah Sikin is a later man. So this Tosis is bothered with the question, what does Tosis point out saying on? Kivah Mashal Kriya Shema Sivah Sikin. Kriya Shema Kivah Sikin means that you recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachana. The more correct man is before Hanei Tachana. Say more, the Liel Paskino and Kiman the Matal Akhar Amud HaShacham Miyad. It's a contradiction. One of the prices says you can say Kriya Shema right after Amud HaShacham. But doesn't it contradict you? The Gemara says right before Hanei Tachana. And then there's a third contradiction of the Kama. The Gemara has a third opinion. The Gemara says, Halacha ki Rabbi Shua, Dama Ad Gimel Shua. Halacha Pasuk Abba Shehu, Ba'at Rama Ki Vasik, Ma'at Rama Ki Vasik, three-way steer. The Tzai says there's no steer. The Tzai says there's no steer at all. There's the earliest man, the latest man, and the recommended man. The earliest man is the second half of Amos HaShaka. The latest man is not Gimel Shua. And the recommended man is Ki Vasik, that's not a steer in Yishlana. The Bible is my creation, Ma'at Purach, Amul HaShaka, is man, Ad Gimel Shua. That's the earliest and the latest. And the Mitzvah Ramukha, is kibasik in some of Hanei Tzachan to the original Bulu Vatsu. Fine. Now people Vatsu can only model the Rebbe Yishuah Shem Loi Kora Kodim Hanei Tzachan Biyach Uli Kutat Shal Oshur. And it's a Bethel Rishi Gemara, so it's called, it's a Bethel Rishi Gemara by the story with the Mitzvah. But even Rebbe Yishuah and the Vatsu can don't contradict each other. Vatsu can is the Mitzvah Meramuch, the same Kriya Shema Lai, before Hanei Tzachan Shema Yisrael right after. And Rebbe Yishuah no has been at the end of the Rav and Tzachan Shal Oshur. Fine. So far so good. So what it says is they write a new kosher. What did it say after the second half of the new kosher? The Amir of the Yilmaz Afar of Zion, the Mishnah says that Heleni Amalka donated a golden menorah for the Beit HaMikdash, and when the sun would start to shine over the eastern horizon, the sun rays would sparkle on the... The Taisa says, what? Not everybody can wake up to say Kriya Shema Kivasi. That's what Taisa says because. We left it because of these manim in the Mishnah. Mishiyaka this, Mishiyaka that. No, they don't come to the Tzitzu. No, even on the Ash, that Amur HaShachar is loved after. But still, it's not, still not Vosikis. It's the 50 minutes after Amur HaShachar. Rav Gemara says it should be 5 minutes before the Ichet. That's still a difference of half an hour. There's still a gap. There's still a difference. So what does Taisa say? That the real preferable thing is to say Kriya Shema Kivasikin before Hanei Tzachama. Before, soon before Hanei Tzachama. But most of the people in Yerushalayim, they can't wake up for a second, so when they see the sun sparkling, they know it's a Hanei Tzachama, it's fine, they can take Kriya Shema.
had a place to stay there, the Rabbi Natan there, in the places in Yumadap on Zion. He says, no. He says, the Vashrikin, Vachasid, the Manshe Maisa, who would recite Kriyashma before Hanetzach Amo, Shaloi Kedin. They would not to say Kriyashma, Shaloi Kedin. They really get the news, like when the Rosh shows off. Like you're not supposed to say Kriyashma, and the Lefa Hanetzach Amo. Aye, but the Gemara says that the din is like, one of the pastors, the din is like Vashrikin. No.
Okay. Yeah,
and
he said no.
What does the Gemara say again? I'm not going to look at him out by the two, look at him, the Kriyashma Kivasikin. What is it with the Gemara? The Kriyashma Kivasikin, the Kriyashma Kivasikin, the Kriyashma Kivasikin. So the Rabbeinu Tam and his group of Hashem say no. The Kriyashma Kivasikin, the Tzimo. The Vasikin, there are two parts of the Vasikin. One part of the Vasikin is to say Kriyashma beforehand, and the other part is that even if you say Kriyashma 15 minutes early, you should wait to say Shmoneh Esrei Echa Hanetzacham. So when you say Vasikin,
you need
to start the evening. But the Rabbeinu Tam is not clicking
in
Morris.
Yeah, but they need the whole
thing to
do
the evening.
Yeah, that's
the case. Like, how can you split it? I mean, is that we start from the Kriyashma, Kiva, Tikka, Litzi, he adds on one word. He doesn't add it on to the gift, he adds it on to the shot. The Talmud holds the same as the Rabbeinu Tam with a twist. He says, just like the Rabbeinu Tam insists that it's not proper to say Kriyashma before an Eitzacham, or first of all, because the Mishnah Megillah, then the Chachamim shouldn't do any mitzvah before an Eitzacham. Make that sure. And secondly, our Gemara, and secondly, the Mishnah in Yuma says that when the Breshah shows up, that notified everybody wants to say Kriyashma. What do you do with this? Doesn't it appear that the Shabbos man to say Kriyashma is yet an Eitzacham? So where else the Rabbeinu Tam said, yeah, the particular mitzvah like you did, we don't talk about that. The Gemara says, the Kriyashma kivatikin in the Kriyashma etz hanetzacham, like the Vatikin say, you should say Shmonesh etz hanetzacham. We hold in Kriyashma like they hold at Tzima. But the Balamor says no. How does it lead into the Gemara? The Balamor says no, the Vatikin did kidin, not the Vatikin mitzvah like you did. But it means that they started to say Kriyashma after the sun began to rise above the horizon, and they wouldn't begin Shmonesh until after the entire wall of the sun had risen above the horizon. So therefore there's no spirit before. And then the Nezeshah starts to sparkle at the beginning of the Hanetzacham, so that you satisfy the Mishnah in the Gila, you satisfy the Mishnah by the Nezeshah, and that's when the Vasikim say the Kriyashma. And that's everybody, that's the Prophet Zman, after Hanetzacham, or if he didn't, that is Hanetzacham. And then you say Shmoneh Esrei, after the full Chama is above the horizon.
But when the sun is up, why do we have to have
a song special
for the
rest of the people? Why is it so difficult? Yeah. So the Rambam holds not, the most of the Shem hold not like the Rabbeinu Tam and not like the Balamo. Most of them not like the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Balamo. Of course, the Shem is not like that.
This time there was no Nebreshah,
maybe when he
going to death.
I mean, this time later, Rav Luna didn't have a Nebreshah, but that's why he couldn't do it. But you don't need a Nebreshah for that. No, can't you see the sun rise above the rising? There are buildings there. The buildings are mountains, yes. Halacha says, Magen Avraham told to the Maharil that you determine sunrise and sunset of the din by sea level. If the ground level would have been sea level. Ah, you're higher or lower than sea level, you disregard that. You have to judge that this would have been sea level. That's hard to tell exactly when sunrise is. That's what Magen Avraham told to the Maharil.
I didn't know that he made it, but that was smart.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
That's the way they have. That's the side of the post to discuss that. On this assumption that the Maharil points out that sunrise and sunset is determined by sea level, not by what appears to the naked eye, right? The challenge, what about Vosikin? What about the heat of Vosikin? That also depends on sun level. That actually depends on Yeruchatim Shomesh, when you actually see the sun. One of the Zerlin writes, one of the Zerlin from the days of the Shagasari, writes this topic. It's noted to say that Yeruchim Shomesh depends on when you, where you happen to be, actually see the sun. It doesn't depend on sea level. Yeah. So Nachamot, the one part over here, when is, what are we working on? When is the earliest man for Kriyashma? So we have all these different manas. The Pesach says that the earliest man is Halot HaShachar, as you said on Peter Zahn. And the Pesach on the Peter Zahn said as well, Dr. Halot HaShachar. But then after the Shiyakir, A, B, C, D, E. There are five different forms of, five different versions of the Shiyakir. And the preferable man is Vasikin. And Rav Rishonim holds that the Vasikin did Kibin. And what did they do? Rav Rishonim holds that the Vasikin recited before Hanei Tacham. They finished all Krishna before Hanei Tacham. The Balamor had this variation. No, but it means that they said it after the Trapa Hanei Tacham, after the Mikvah Hanei Tacham. Now, the time in a small group of Rishonim say no, but the Rishonim did show it, he said the Kriya Shema before. I think most of you should follow the Rishonim, says no. The Kriya Shema you should say like the Rishonim said to you. You should say Kriya Shema like the Zman that they said to you. Yeah. When is the latest man? When is the latest man of Kriya Shema Shal Shachar? The Mishnah says, the Gremor Ad Manei Tacham. The Gremor Ad Manei Tacham, that's the latest he can say Kriya Shema is Ad Manei Tacham. But Yeshua, I mean, no, Ad Shal Shor, she came down from him, Lachim, Lamod, Vishal, Oshor. That's on account of really holds Ad Manei Tacham, the Gemara is going to discuss that. What, people are not waiting up there for an Ad Tacham? Well, it's going to say, no, but that's the Vosikin. Everybody's asking for that, and Chatzim, you should say like Vosikin. But the deal is like Rabbi Shua says, that if he didn't say it before Nei Tachama, he'd say, Ad Shalom Shor. What if I call the Tamil Yelech? What if one who said Kriya Shema after the Shalom Kriya Shema, so he missed the mitzvah, and the mitzvah says, well, he's not so bad, he hasn't really lost out that much, so Odom HaKori Pater, it's still a point. They did lose. He loses the mitzvah. The fellow, so the Rabbein Yehuda quotes an interpretation on the Mishnah, he quotes one of the Baal HaTosfos, he says, my Hitzit means like this, that normally the Mishnah din, the Gemara in Gittin, that Samach, I got locked, that the Gvon Shebichtav, Yatav HaShem Yom HaPeh, the Gvon Shehopeh, Yatav HaShem Yom HaPeh, the Gvon Shehopeh, Yatav HaShem Yom HaPeh, that when the Gvon Shehom gave the Torah to Moshe HaPeh, he said, Tzor V'chot HaGvon HaHele, Ki api avram ha'ele kati itchabrit ha'el tisho. Tafit in the end of Pashas Tisi. So Moshe Rabbeinu, right down to Rishabach. Dichtav, but the Ike Kriz is this, is going to be on to Rishabach there. If you quote it, Avram Shom says, Tzorom Chas Avram ha'ele, it's a deal, ki api, api means al there. Avram ha'ele kati itchabrit, so the ele is a deal that only Dvon Shibichtav, you will not have Bichtav, Dvon Shibachem, you will not have Bichtav, and Dvon Shibachem, and Dvon Shibachem, you will not have Bichtav. That's what we know Darshan from the Pope. So the Rabbi Yehuda asked the question, all the faithers asked the question, how do you say Kriya Shema every day? How do you say Kriya Shema? You have to take the faith of Torah, say Kriya Shema from Derech HaKadav. If you say from a printed Siddur, that's all about Torah. If one considered Derech HaKadav, if you lay from a kosher, say the Torah. So there's different days in the Rishon. So the Rabbi Yehuda, now our Mishnah quotes the Bala Tosfos that says the following. The din that you're prohibited to recite Torah Shebichtav Alter applies whether the Balkari is laying to be made to the others or is saying something privately. Even to say something privately, not to say to be made to the others, is also then you're not allowed to say Alter. And Kriya Shema is clearly an exception to the rule, because when the Rebbe Shlom gave the parasha of Kriya Shema, when he dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, his intention was that everybody should recite Kriya Shema every day. So obviously that parasha was Nitzan Le'ilam, Alter. And the same is true that Rabbeinu Yoni quotes in this Balon Tosfos regarding any parasha Shabbat Torah, that the Rebbe Shlom gave it to that it should be recited, the Moshe of the parasha of Arami Yavu Rabbi, because we could be put it. But if you need to say that every Shlom is going to come bring the terms of the Hamikdash has to lay it, Shlom says a Torah, what if he can't read Israel? Well, if he's illiterate, he can't read, so you say with him about Teh. So what do you say about Teh? But he's going to be reciting in Shalom HaTeh HaKzam, because he's going to say, what's the word after you? The Torah is going to say Arami Yavu Rabbi, the Torah is going to say Arami Yavu Rabbi. But then the Torah is reading with Teh HaKzam, but the Torah is not saying Teh HaKzam. And our Tanisha, or let's say you have any quote, what if that Parashat HaKzam? It's not saying that Hamidish Kayam, so there's a din in Atera that you have to recite the Parashat HaKzam. Mal Ali Aleyem, Tilo Hikrizim. It's a din of Rosh Hashanah for himself saying. When you recite the Parashat HaKzam, it's considered a gift you offer the cup. And that's the din there, right? So the Abinayana says that every day you have to recite the Parashat HaKzam, it's a Teh HaKzam, you have to take out the Teh HaKzam from the Yom Kedish. So he says, it can't be, so it's understood that the Rebbe Shlom dictated these parashas to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's understood that for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema every day, and for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Yichud Bikurim, and for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of reciting parashas HaKadoshim, parashas Neilim, and Mishnah, and so on, you're permitted to recite these parashas are an exception to the rule, you're permitted to recite Neilim, Shalom, and Shechachzah. The Veda Ben Yehuda quotes in this Balatotis, is that only when you're reciting the parashas for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? You want to sign the parsha for the sake of fulfilling the Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What if I already got them? And then later on in the day, I want to quote again, that's quoted from the parsha of Tzomit, not for the sake of the Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some in the conversation. But I've been already quote, that parsha was already given as an exception to the rule. That parsha can always be recited out there, even if you're not saying it for the purpose of fulfilling the Mishnah. So that's why he read the Mishnah. According to Kambi Eilech, one who wants to recite Kriya Shema after his man Kriya Shema, lo yiksid, even though he has absolutely lost the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but lo yiksid, he doesn't lose his heter reciting Baal Peh, Torah HaKorei BaTorah. that although the rest of the Chumash has to be recited in Tel Chakshav, but these Parshiyos of Arami Avedovi and Parshiyos Hakomim and Parshiyos Kriyashma, they always be recited out there, even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Even if you don't happen, even if you don't happen to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Mikro Likurim, or the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's why he read the Mishnah.
So, when does that mean? Another Parshiyos, I want to say, but I should scroll with just the goal, I cannot read by heart?
That's how we learn. Yeah, that's how we learn.
So
they're trying to find that hard to believe. So they get different directions. The Gemara right in Arachayim and the Bir Lavan Siman Ayin says the Ikir Teretz to this Kasha is like Tosfos writes in Tzmur, the beginning of the second period, that the Rosh is God, the Yasser Hashem, the Yaman Hatzah, only applies to the Baal Kairos. The people, when you want to be Motzi Hashem, the Echei Vosem. And the same thing, Rosh is about there. The Yasser Hashem, the Yaman Biksad is also when you're teaching Teretz about there. When they used to teach, when they used to give Yeshir, they used to teach over the Torah Shema Atzeh, but they didn't use the text to read, they would transmit it out there, but they would keep notes, they would have dry notes, that's what they've always called Megillat Torah. The Gemara has in the first Tarek and Shabbos, and in other places, everybody, all the time, and Amram, always had to give it some, they would write notes there, if they wouldn't write notes, they would forget the whole Torah Shema Atzeh. But when they came to give Yeshir, they wouldn't read from the notes, they would present everything out there. Because this prohibition of Ramsha Bechtav, you're not allowed to say Balfet, well, you're not allowed to give Bechtav, has only been in state of the Sira Satsayra. The way the Torah was given over to us in our Sinai, in the same way we should transmit the Torah from one generation to the next. So the Torah Bechtav is given to us, the Torah Bechtav that we should transmit it to Bechtav, and the Torah Balfet was given to us that we should transmit Balfet, that we should transmit it Balfet. But the person wants to recite Kriyashma by himself, or wants to say Al Yosh Balfet, the Gemara Gaon holds that the Ikir is like that, any place that there's no Ikir at all. Then you shut him all night.
Every day,
yes. Right. If he has another day, it's a shock of the sea that's Musa. That's a difficult year. What's that she said? That the din that one should discard, you're not committed to take off there, is an Isa Shema, you're corrupt of Musa. Maybe you'll say it wrong, so what? You won't be reciting it to Chsova. But if it's shock of the sea, there's no hashash that you'll say it improperly, but then it's Musa. So that's what other Isha involves. It's a strange Isa. What's the Isa? That there the right there, that you have to recite Tarish Bichtav, Tichtav, but Tarish Bichtav, there is no text, there is no Nusra. You can say the same thing in any Nusra you want. Chai Gona Lama Blosh and Lama is a Nachavor, so the Nikir Adin, there is no Nusra, there is no specific Nusra that the Tarish Bichtav has to be translated, you can say in Yiddish, in English, in Hebrew, in Aramaic, in any language you want, that is the same. There's no Lama, so this state is only on Tarish Bichtav. Tarish Bichtav has to be recited Tichtav, but if it's not Shogun the Sea, the Torah prohibits us from saying about there, that's still corrupt the Nusach. But if it's Shogun the Sea, then it's not Shashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash shabbat is even tzatzma. Kav in yeri kot, and the Baal says, even shabbat is even tzatzma. And all it has to be is because it's kriya shema. But as Yashir?
Yeah.
No hefer? So you're talking about how to say as Yashir about that? So how do we say, according to this Kav in yeri, how do we say? How do we say as Yashir? Right, the Abba Kav Baal, he says that's included in the hefer. That was Nitzan Mehiyam about that. So there's a mitzvah kriya. But on as Yashir, there's no mitzvah kriya. So how are we permitted to recite it about that? There's not out there. The Rambam quotes that they love used to say Oz Yashir. They didn't put it in, he quotes that the meaning is to recite Oz Yashir. Nikra Adin is not included in Sukkot Adin because it's not Shinei Dabar Adzecha, it's not from Tehillim. Nikra Adin, Sukkot Adin is supposed to be from Tehillim. So how you do is not from Tehillim, it's from Dibad Yomim, and Oz Yashir is not from Tehillim. Oz Yashir is not from Tehillim. Nikra Adin is done more. The Rambam says that it's a mimic to add it on, and some had the mimic to say it after Yishtalot from Rambam, they said before Yishtalot. That's a little bit still, they always, they said Oz Yashir, a long time ago they sang Oz Yashir. But this time is an example, Abdel Averi and his Simsi, Mechuyim to recite it, that you permitted always to say Yivarach Hashem Yishmerach about that. That's an example of the exception to the rule. Simsi is a Mrs. Kriya. But Oz Yashir is not Mrs. Kriya. The first part of the Gebrach Khan is also, but Abba Hashem, there's no Mrs. Kriya on that, so the Hesed is only on Yivarach Hashem Yishmerach, only on the three Tzukim. Yeah. No, but since that Tarshav is the Nika and the Yom about that, so it's always Mutter. You're always permitted to say something. Yeah, even if we're saying it, even if the Karim is saying Shoy B'Shoy Mitzvah. Yeah, that he gives that as a Mashal. He gives that as a Mashal. Nika Bikurim and Kriyashma and the Tarshav Tzomer. Yeah, they might the idea of everything about it.
Have you heard Shnei Kohen about the Kohen?
Shnei Kohen about the Kohen? That's the machlokes. When the Mishnah says that the Kohanim would recite on behalf of the farmers who didn't know, so the machlokes among the Mephoshim had a read that. The farmer was Yosef with Shnei Kohen, or the farmer used to zog not word for word after the Kohen. Kohen would say Arami Yavadam, he would say Arami Yavadam, Yerid Mishnah, he would say Yerid Mishnah. So the machlokes had to understand the Mishnah, and it's sin. Talks about that too. It's not easy. Yeah, that's a machlokes. So the Bnei Yair is coming to them. So some of them, what do you repeat? You can't repeat it out there. Lane 4, yeah. Someone has to lane 4, doesn't have to lane the Tech Akhtav.
Yeah.
To lane the Tech Akhtav. But here the farmers didn't say, oh, the Tech Akhtav. If anything, the Kohen would say the Tech Akhtav is necessary. The farmer would either be able to reach a Mea Kohenah, or he would recite it word for word. He might just explain what the phrases mean in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off the first, there was various times of Mishayakir, what? What's the earliest man of Mishayakir? So the first time of Mishayakir was famous for love. Then, well, what does it mean by famous for love? He, later, he should say, things rubber the Amra, Chivra, things rubber the Amra, the Telta, a blotch of wool, and one wool is white, and one wool is dyed, painless, even in the middle of the night sometimes you can tell. How the hell you're not imagining that? They can say creation in the middle of the night, that can't be. It's always going to be a late Hashaka there. We want to have a Shiaka should be some Zmarietta of Hashaka. The Shiaka then a chunk of wool that's white, between a chunk of wool that was dyed, in the middle of the night you can tell, even if the moon is not shining, you can tell. Everything one doesn't mean that. The Taylor Shabba, the love of Shabba. Okay, so here's the Machlokes Rashi in place. Rashi says, he had a Giza Semer. You have a big chunk of wool, and you dyed it chelik, and the dye didn't take hold in the entire piece of cloth. So there are spots where it didn't dye well. So you can notice from that time on in the morning, after Alot Hashachar, you can notice where the blotches are, where the dye didn't take effect. But then it's the Giyaz Manfir. Taisi disagrees with Rashi, what chelik shebo. The love of Shebo is referring to the Givlava. He's referring to the bunch of wool. But there's the Gemara Menachos that doesn't seem to say that. Gemara Menachos comments on the prospect where A mitzvah do, where each of us is chasm to come into Hashem. You should look at the tzitzit, and you should remember all the mitzvahs. How is it going to remember all the mitzvahs? You look at the tzitzit, that's the connection. So Rashi, I'm going to give you all the matria, the tzad gil, tzad gil, tzad gil, the matria of preparation, the eight chutim, and the five shorim, add up the tzadya. Look, the person has to know how to count. So you should look at the mitzvah and start making all calculations. So the Gemara has an easier question. A mitzvah do, look at the tzitzis, and this will remind you of the other mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Why? Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Mishiyaker, then Chela Shabbat, the love of Shabbat. What does it mean? The Chela and the love on in the tzitzis. It says that it's not like Rashi. It's not referring to the Chela and the love on in the spool, in the piece of wool, in the chunk of wool. It's referring rather to the chutzis. Just Derech Agav, Taisi says that there are Shnei Chutei love on and Shnei Chutei Chela. There happens to be a big machlekes. How many chutzim do you have? And you have chelus and love. Faces in the office, right? Like that open. Faces have chelus. Rashi says in the office, right? Like that. That is half and half. You have four long strings. When you fold them in half, it makes eight strings. The two of the long strings have to be love and love. The long strings have to be chelus. And the Rambam and the Rambam both disagree. So the fact is, not all of these are kind of still chelus. One string. The Rambam has to say two. The Rambam just have a machlekes. What do you mean still? The Rambam says it means it's one of the eight strings, one short string. The Rambam says, no, one of the long strings, one of the four. You die a half of a long string, according to the Rambam, you die the whole long string. According to the Rambam, you have two out of eight, and according to the Rambam, it's one out of eight. The Rashi says, no, that it's half and half. Four, yes, four and four. Yes, and it's sin has in his beer on the shilters. He claims that it's a fundamental machloikis. It's not even a gear, just this place happens to say the same as the place is there. Let's say, oh, it's sin claims that it's a fundamental machloikis, how one views the nature of the beer of chelus. That Rashi and Tosis, I love the opinion, that chelus is an integral part of the tzitzit. An essential chelus of the mitzvah of tzitzit. I think the Raman and I say, oh no, the mitzvah of tzitzit really is to have four chutim.
Sure.
And then it's like a hidden mitzvah, like an atar on a tower. So this is like a hidden mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Shailus is to throw in a little chelus. Well, the chelus, it's a die, one thing, Kalev. But let's say if you don't have chaylet, if you don't have any chalazim, you don't have any chaylet, how many sins do you have? According to the Rambam and the Raivet, of course you have eight sins. But you didn't sit on the Atar, but they have a talus without an Atar. You're going to say, because you can't have an Atar, they should have a talus that's missing the top part. An Atar is a double nature on a talus, and a chaylet is a double nature on a mitzvah of sins. Sins is eight sins finished. And then you die part of them chaylet. So if you die one of the chutz and the machlech is around there, both eight one. One of the eight and one of the four. But according to Tesis raises the possibility that there's one of them. You don't have chaylet, we should have chutz and sins, two long sins, finished. You don't have two long sins, you don't need to have eight. No need to have four that's pulled up to make eight wide. Because Tesis says, no, the mitzvah is to have sitzes, if it's a mitzvah to have chaylet. If this is half of the mitzvah, that's half of the mitzvah. And if you don't have any chalaz, you don't have chaylet, so you don't have, so you only need two strings. You only need those strings that are pulled up to make eight. That's because Tesis knows that it's an essential, essential. Half of the mitzvah is chaylet, half of the mitzvah is love. Not that there's a mitzvah that's sitzes, you have to die some of it chaylet. No. Tesis says also they had all eight, but they built all that. There's no Israel. Let's say if I decide I want to have 16 strings and hold them over to make 32. So that's perfectly all right. You can have more. There's no Paltesis on it. Tesis just says there would be Paltesis if you tie one sit on one corner and make all the strings. Then you tie another sit on the same corner, that would be Paltesis. Or if you have, let's say, a beggar that has five corners and you put in tzitzios on five corners, you have an extra tzitzit. But if you have more food than the one tzitzit, then you say, that's not a violation of both tzitzit, you don't say it. It's not necessarily either tzitzit, you don't snap up the tzitzit just because...
The tzitzit must be the tzitzit, and the tzitzit must be the
tzitzit. You say, it has to be this way.
That is
not both tzitzit. No, even if you don't say it has to be this way, it's also an issue about tzitzit. Machalik is Ataman. We pass in that in Ajayka because balance is here from the Akhman Zezer. That's what Machalik is Ataman.
And this is in the
Rabbi. Yeah, we pass in that if you have a beggar with five corners, you have to put sisters in four out of the five corners. Or four out of the five Akhman Zezer. Another Talmud disagrees. Another Talmud says, no, that if you have five corners, you're not Chai Yor. But we don't pass on that. We pass that if you have five beggars, the Dalit Knopfay, and five and six is in four out of the five. And you put in the four furthest corners. So the Yudchas Zeres, so the 18 Zeres are one that can be more in the first parish in Shabbos, 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 and that's in the 18 Zeres, places in the beginning of Sukkot, but Gimel, so it's another six cases, some places are 24, another six cases. One of them is, but the Chutei has pictures. There are four folder of the nation, and they still hold on. You have a whole list that a Chumrei, they still hold the Kuba de Shama. But how many we talk in, places just as if they're the 18 of the Yudchas Zeres, and then they close to the Kiddur Abraham and go in another six. So this is one of the six. The Gemara Balbasa says that Rabbi Baba Chana was given a tour of the Mesa Midgar, one of the Arabs showed him, this is where Kaya was followed up, and these are the Mesa Midgar, the Eden, and this is this, and this is that. When he came back to the Beit Medes, they asked him, did he count the Chutei HaTzitzis to see whether there were six or there were eight? So they're like, they feel what they shot, how did they feel when they even measure Abbeinu? So he said, it didn't occur to him. So he said, what an idiot. So he called Baba Chana Sichtus. So he's a fool. He should have counted. He didn't know who's right, whether the Shammah is right or the Shammah is right. But he never counted to all those, so we all know. But Allah Almighty, he's talking like an idiot. If it turns out that the symbol is right, it doesn't matter. It doesn't pass him. Yeah, actually, it doesn't pass him. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaRabashim with Sukkim. Still, sounds like you're multiplying things. It's not the machlok is how you figure this out. Whether it's three that are folded into six or four that are folded into eight. The point is that's what you wrap around. The point is winding around. Yeah, the Gemara says you alternate.
One.
Yeah, within the same one, you wind blue and white and blue and white and keep on switching.
One,
all blue. The Shabbos and the different. They're different Shabbos. You know, the Rambam has different from their Raivis. About what exactly the Gemara says clearly that the Chelis has something to do with the winding around.
If he would have counted, he has now a minute that we pass over the city, so we go.
What do you say?
That's a machlekes. Whether Mashiach changes, let's say, if you have snow outside, if you have lights in the street, then Mashiach is going to be earlier. It can't be earlier than Alot HaShachar, but we write at Alot HaShachar.
No, Alot HaShachar,
no. No, that's the question. How do you figure out? No, that's the question. The Gemara says that Alot HaShachar, the Gemara says in Shavim Tzadik Dalet, Alot HaShachar is Dalet Milin before sun rise. And it's generally assumed that it's not always Dalet Milin, it's not a constant, it changes depending on different seasons of the year, depending how close the earth is to the sun. For sure, Shachar is later. So there's some talks to say that it's subjective. What do you mean subjective? That if there's snow outside, if there are lights on outside, then the Shachar is right away. After Alot HaShachar is right away the Shachar. And others say no, that you have to judge it, leaving out all the outside conditions. If there wouldn't have been any snow, there wouldn't be any light, when would it be the Shachar just because of the sun itself? But they say it's not 15, 20 minutes after Alot HaShachar. It's not late,
I don't know.
I said this over there, you have to wait, take the time, after Shabbos is over, you have to wait, so you see, Zimak Chav and Beinanim. Zimak Chav and Beinanim, how do you know what's called Beinanim? So it says, you should wait till you see Zimak Chav and Tanim. You know for sure that it's, or you should wait till you see Zimak Chav and that would seem to be Beinanim that are near each other. What if it's cloudy outside, you can't see any, so it says, I should wait. That's what they said. One of the brethren said that someone was waiting very late on the first Shabbos, on the third Yom Kippur. He's waiting to eat. He's waiting to eat very, very late, and we've got to make sure that it's a promise. One of the brethren said, doesn't say so far we have to wait until she ate and eat on the Shabbos. You wait till you're sure that it's safe to come, but you wait till you're sure that it's a Yom
Kippur.
Well, the Gemara has hey, after you look in Shamash. The Gemara called all the different things when it's early is not fun. So then the Rabbi gave the tzak, that's how he comes. Rabbi Yechanan, they called Rabbi Yechanan, that's about seeking. My God, you look in Shamash, was never ever done. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Al-Yakir, Yishun Kol Kalisha de Yerushalayim, who says, the name of Yishai was Kol HaSemad, Hulu Latzilo, Hey, don't need to call our young Kula, that's based on the process. How do you learn out this is going to be from the Sukh Kukim in the Tzilu? That says, Hashem Tzuli, the Goyali, the very next part, it says, Yam Chayim Yom Tzorom. So that passage that we learn out here in Gula's Gila from, that passage exactly says this. Hey, don't need to call our young. Yam Chayim, Yom Tzorom, Baruch Hashem will protect you. Then you won't be needed to call our young. Correct the Gemara, but it's not true. I'm not there, Amy, it's not correct. Well, I'm not something. I was not going to go to the Yid City, and I did have a Hepsit. I'm related to the Talmud Hepsit, and my issue is what happened. Not to have to pay. I'm saying it's also going to pay Mark. I had to pay a big tax to the king. The Hakam, I wasn't need for Kolos Ayom from paying the tax. But I told him, no, but none of them, but I'm not going to pay a bag. Other than you should pay money to the Mechziyati Malka. You should even be prepared to spend money in order to greet the king. The Amr Abiyah, 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 the person should always put effort and energy into meeting the Jewish king. And not only Jewish kings, but Likras Malki, so goes on, and I feel Likras Malki, Ozzy Kukhavim, why? She needs to, if he should delay, Mashiach, the king, or to live so long, that will be there, because he's a Kabbalah, pray Mashiach, Yaakim, the Malki, so Malki, Yaakim. So he will understand, he will appreciate more of Malki, so Malki, Mashiach. If he rubs shoulders with kings, with heads of government now, and he thinks that that's the Kabbalah Malki, and then he's going to meet the Malki, Mashiach, but by contrast, he'll understand what real Malki is. So it's sort of the Hechshon Mitzvah. The Hechshon Mitzvah. If they told us this, that's not a hechsher. The fact that you spent a large amount of money, that's not a hechsher. That's a proper thing to do. How do you see it's proper to do? Because Rabbi Yechon said, Yishtal Horem Loris, Likras Malkitzor. The person should be Yishtal of the Gufo. If the person says, Tishin is Gemara, there's an equation. that whatever you mechuyev to do a hishtabes for, the gufo, even if it's going to cost money, that's also a chelik of the tchiyev hishtabes. You shouldn't say, no, no, it's going to be the gufo, you have to spend any money on it. No, you simply know that it's nothing. Whatever you mechuyev to hishtabes the gufo for, you mechuyev to spend a little money. Some of those need to spend all of your money, but to spend even some significant amount of money. You fly over some significant amount of money. So they told him, this is so much. As a chelik of the mitzvah of Yishtar Lor Marud, a chelik of that mitzvah to spend some money on. Then he once tells a story about Rav Bruna, the brother of Rabbi Loi, that he was not with Lulu Lusimo, and he had a smile on his face, although Lulu was very happy. Then he said, hey, how can you have a fulfillment dinner, Smith and Lulu Lusimo? I'm not the other one, just he went to the mystic. The clue, before you begin the Shema Yatsa, you have to say the Pasuk, Hashem Shalat HaYitz Yisrael, for the Pasuk, you have to recite at the conclusion of the Shema Yatsa, the other Pasuk, still in Yil, the Rav Tehim, you see? So you're going to say, before the Shema Yatsa begins, Hashem Shalat HaYitz Yisrael, you're not being asked to do it. See what the Gemara says, no. The only time you say, Hashem Shalat HaYitz Yisrael, it's by Nairus. That there is no need for Tehim Gulat. The second one's not true. Rav Yechanan holds that you do need Tehim Gulat to do it by Nairus. Rav Yechanan is the same one who says that you say, Hashem Shalat HaYitz Yisrael, but Rav Yechanan is the Rav Mabroh. It's not a shechelik of gula, no. It's a block that it's not a hefsek, but it's not really gula. And the same ta'ala machlek is by Hashem, so it's a tifta. Does it really become a chelik of the Shema Esra? No. The same ta'ala machlek is by Yil Lerotz, and at the end of the Shema Esra. It's a person who finishes on Lerotz, on his own, on Shalom, and the Chazin is mamish up to Kedusha. If you're not here to Kedusha, because we pass, and you're permitted to enter Kodesh, 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 Hashem, and Komo, in the middle of the Lekai, the Sol, Hashem, and Mirah. But you're not allowed to enter in the middle of the Shema Esra proper. So when does the Shema Esra proper end? Does it end with Hamalach Tam Tov HaShalom? And Yil Ratzin is a double nice of a no, Yil Ratzin is a chelik of the Shema Esra. That's the same Achlech, if you don't have, let's say, on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says that you say, Vidui, after the conclusion of the Shema Esra. So the Ravon, right, so the Ravon of the Balatez, is literally the contemporary of the Rajban Rabbi Natan, they corresponded with each other. So the Ravon was the Magenta, so he writes that in the Lashon HaGemara, the last, to the very end of Yuma, that you have to say the Vidui, Achar Atzilo, sounds like you have to finish the whole Shema Esra, and then you say Vidui. So he says, therefore, the person in the middle of Vidui, and the Chazan is saying Kedusha, so you commit it to answer Kedusha, like in the middle of the Chazan is saying Shema, you're allowed to answer Kedusha. That's not an integral chelik of the Shema Esra. So that's a Shaila. When is it considered that you have finished the Shema Esra proper, that you're allowed to begin to say the Vidui? You have to say Yil Lerotz before, or not? But that means that's the machlek is the same. That's machlek is Zachary, that's machlek is Rishon, and we have to tell you the last time I'm not before. So the past is not true, that this is the machlek, is how do you read this Gemara? Okay, then we discuss this. Yeah, that's how Rashi says it's close to the Baal. You have to be quiet. If the Chazan says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, then you should be Shoytek to the Yoytek with Shemei HaKoyim. The Yoytek with Shemei HaKoyim, yeah. But let's say the Chazan in any shul, the Chazan doesn't say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud. It just says Nekadosh HaShivko, and then it says Yuma Samaruch Yomeyu, and it doesn't say Kadosh, Kadosh out loud. But then there's no The Gemara seems to say that you're supposed to wait till after the Chazan finishes Kiddushin, after you answered Hakel HaKadosh, and after you answered Shemet Tzila, and after you said Moshe, you bow down. Yes.
A lot of people know they start with the Shah.
With the Chazan, yeah, that's what the Chazan is saying. Chazan is
saying.
That's a modern invention. In the classical Sifrei HaPsach, based on the Gemara and the Rishonim, It doesn't say that. It says he crossed the weight, let's say in the middle of Ezra, Tarotein Atahuli Olam, and the Chazan is going to start Shemon Esra. So it says, you should say Oysa Sela, you should say Micha Mokam, Oysa Sela, Rabbi Nitzam, first of all, it's named Rabbi Nitzam. You should wait there till the Chazan says Kiddush, you should enter Kodesh, Kodesh, and Baruch, and you should enter Amen of Akira Kodesh, and then you're supposed to wait till he says Shemon Esra, and say Amen, then wait till the Moedim and Dada, and then after everything is all over, then you start Shemon Esra. The only thing is, a lot of people are going to have to start every day. For one reason or the other. For one reason either because they always come late, but for the other because the shul is not so fit. So they can have to keep up every single day. You're never going to have a mashu of a single receiver. You're going to start saying Shemon Esra when everybody's all finished, when the chazan, because you always come late and because they daven so fit. That's why people today don't do like that. Because the chazan is right, he thinks that that tzaddik gefelach if he says the whole Shemon Esra together with the chazan. That's not exactly what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. This is not like it. Yeah, this is not like it. No, that's okay. No, the one day you're is that Yule Ratzin is an integral chelik of the Shemar Esrei. Before you finish Yule Ratzin, you haven't finished the Shemar Esrei proper. They might not have the Masik anything. They have to say Yule Ratzin. But then the other day that Yule Ratzin is should be the last, the final tchina that you say before you start walking back. You say it again later, but to be mastic in the middle of year, on the time itself, before you said the second one, that's not a problem. You already finished the Shemar. Begging Marakash, the Pasuk, Yihyu Lerot and Imrisi, makes sense to be recited either at the beginning of the Shemar Esrei or at the end of the Shemar Esrei. Why is that practice that we say that at the end? Yihyu Lerot and Imrisi, Yihyu Lerot and Imrisi, Mashmur of the Sof, Mashmur Meikara, it's sitting well at the beginning of the Shemar Esrei and at the end. What do you mean, Meikara? If you say in the beginning, the beginning of the Neymar, Yihyu Lerot and Imrisi, that I'm about to say, that I'm preparing myself to say. Make the Gemara, my time was, Ixluhu Rabban Olaach, and Yuchez Drachet, rather than the start to say it at the end, they will make or why not say it at the beginning of the Shemar Esrei? What did most guys say twice? You will the beginning and at the end. You say the same part twice. You will at the beginning, you will at the end. And then for us, I just, is a Bakasha, please, open up, either Spotify, so Bakasha Pshat Spotify, open up my lips and give me the ability to dive in. Is the Ramban right in one of the Kuntras and Mura, the Tochan, I think, written by the Ramban, not this time, it's Bakasha Shadda who wrote it. That's the Nikitse HaRamban, the tribute to the Ramban. So there he says that the word Spasa means my, the rims of a, like the rims of a Sataya, the edge of a river. Every person has a goal, every person has a limitation. This was only accomplished from us. So the Ramban said, oh, we say to him, break open my limitation and give me the ability to strike it of my capability. That has nothing to do with opening up my lips. I mean, break this, the grubin that limits me, and they give me the ability to accomplish more than what I would normally be able to do. Yeah. So whatever it is, Hashem thought that it only makes sense to say at the beginning of the Shemar Esrei. That doesn't make sense to say it yet. But three are details of Hashem. So you, the Rav, the Gemara finds it makes sense even at the beginning. Oh, yeah. No, the Gemara says, Lichti makes sense even at the beginning. Oh, yeah. So the Gemara says, so why not say it both at the beginning? Why does it make sense? No, but we want to have a Hagdoma and a Seal. No, but the Gemara Kashi was substitute this instead of that. He's a Kashi member. I think the Mashallah is not good. That was the Kashi. Why do you say, for variety's sake, you say, Hashem is supposed to give to the beginning, Yilaras and the end. Say the same Yilaras, the beginning and the end, with two different meanings. Say to the beginning of the Shemar Esrei. Listen to my prayers and say it at the end. Hey, my prayers be accepted. The same thing. So to this, the Gemara answers, no. My time is and with the Gemara, because in Tehillim. Because in Tehillim, Amar Rav Yudah, Breda, Rav Shimon Pasi, Vav, Rav, Zav, Rav, Lacha, Yud, Ches, Parshir. If you look in Tehillim, where does it disappear? It disappears in the 19th parak in Tehillim. Tichas, Tiknuhu, Rav, Rav, Tikin, Rav, Bonon, Lacha, Yud, Ches, Brach. Where is it talking? It's in the 19th parak.
Yeah. Or not. Maybe, but at the end of the night, the first one of the day, I tradition of the Lord is not in the time.
Yeah.
So what
does the Tzilas
and the
next one
have to do with the Tzilas? I mean, how did they... the next one?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Same
thing about
the Shashu? There's more than 8 to the 90, it's only the same.
That's
what
you
have. And the Kufnin, but the Tzilas, why can't you say...
The Gemara holds that the takanas of tefillah have to be tied next to something in Tanakh, have to be tied next to something in the Dina Tefillah. So this insertion of this part of the Gemara also is tied next to the fact that it appears after 18 drops. The Gemara, but it's not 18, it's 19 tefillahs. 19 tefillahs, 19 kapilot tefillah, after the Gemara, no. The first two are really one. Asher Yoish, Olam Rav Shigoyin, is really Chad HaTarshini. So how come by us it's printed as two? That's what the Mashiach says. How come all the printed men is printed? Printed as two. So the Mashiach tells you what the secret is over here. No. The latest Anoin introduced is Olam HaShiva. The Gemara says that they made 7, 18, they made 90. So Zana should fit in, the Gemara also should be after 90. So the printers had distracted before the printing presses went up. They decided to break up the first capital into two capitals, so it should look like Gemara is after the end of the 19th. But originally the Gemara says it was really 18, so originally there were only 18 brachas in the Shemarat. Originally it only 18 prokim, only 18 capitals in Tulus. So Gemara that one capital in Tulus. Come on, Gira Bede Rakshin and Tazi, Kukim of Tarshi Tamad Rosid, tell them that 103 capitals of Tulus were on Halukoa, when did he say in Kapitul Kuf Dali to the Tamach of Hanayat Hashem and Elam, Bachanah Shas Hashem, Halukor. So remember from this reputed Rebbe Yoshin Antali. The memory doesn't make sense. You know that that's in Kapitul Kuf Dali. How did he say that he said Kuf Gimel? That's at the end of Kuf Dali. I mean Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dali, Havyon. So the answer obviously was that the first two are really one, and in later generations they broke it up. After the text, after the Tanoim added on the Lamashinim, so the meaning of the those who wrote Kapitul Tehillim was that they should count the Aleph and Beis as two. But it really is supposed to only be one. Now the Shemamim of Zavim was the proof of that name that originally was Marash HaYishalom Rav Shigoyim Chad HaParash HaSahi. So Amar Shimon Bas, Amar Shimon HaChim, Amar Yerushim. And what's the Shemamim of Zavim to prove that it's one? You have this tradition, Kapash HaShayis HaChadib HaZav, Zav HaMath Wad Ola Tehillim. So whenever there was one Kapitul Tehillim that he loved, he liked especially, he would open and close that capital too with a similar phrase. The Gemara says, "Kol parsha shahoyis al chabib al davar pasul ba ashrei, the sea ain't bo ba ashrei." What do you mean? That says there's only one. Only one. Ashrei yoish, the opening starts to continue, and the end of the second parsha continues. Ashrei kol chosi bo. There's only one and only one. So how does he say kol parsha? Kol parsha means at least three. The Taisa says on the top of W. Taisa says it doesn't mean dafke ashrei. When you have the same expression at the beginning and the end, Tehillah, when you have the same expression at the beginning and the end, that's a symbol of that it was very chobbish. So here also happens to have the word Ashrei at the beginning and the end. But the beginning and the end of what? The beginning of Aleph and the end of Beis. So that's very chobbish that it's really one. It's one and the same. The Parshas Terumah, the Torah gives the mitzvah of Binyan Beit Hamikdash, which is also a mitzvah for Shechan to Yisrael. We will point out that there used to be a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to the nature of the mitzvah of Binyan Beit Hamikdash. If the Rambam writes both in the Beit Hamikdash and in the Yad HaZoker, which is the successor to the Beit Hamikdash, in order to have a place to be not revolt of one thing to be on the level there. Since he told the purpose of Binyan Hamikdash is it's sort of an employee to fulfill a different mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKavanah and Amir HaRev. Rabbi HaChumash thinks though that that's only incidental. That's HaChut HaZah, that you have the ability to be Makub Kavanah, to be on the level, but the Ike mitzvah, being a Beis HaMikdash is, to be Mamshich, the Ashuas HaShchinah that was present at Mamin HaSinai. If there was a Gimel Shchinah HaSinai, so we want to maintain that Gimel Shchinah Lederer, so we have a Makub Mukhan to have the Bobbish Ibn HaSinai, the Aseret HaDimus was a plane. But finally, when Kippur Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas, and he didn't smash it. He said, no, he didn't smash it. So he took those Luchas, and put them into the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is the Iker of the Beit HaMikdash, and wrote to the Mamshech, this Ilu Shechina from Amir HaSina. But the Lord added on, that Luchas should be an Akkimim or a Dino, that says, would it be a mitzvah, being the Beit HaMikdash, if you know in advance that it will be physically impossible, you will be physically prevented from fulfilling both of these mitzvahs, of HaKadosh Kavanah, and of Aliyah Lareg. It's going to Ramam, it seems like there's no mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to build a Beit HaMikdash, not to do that, the need for that first. It's not going to lead to that, there's no mitzvah. Moshe came to Ramban, there are Ramban seems to have a separate mitzvah. What exactly is the nature of this separate mitzvah? It's not a Mokham, Mokham, to give a Shechina, what does that mean? But Rasul Reish, you get it on based on the parsha that we read in Ramachim, that the Isha Shalamis wanted to make a Aliyah sphere for Elisha. So she convinced her husband, let's make a separate room in the attic, and we'll put the kisa de shulchan and the menorah, and mito, the kisa menorah de shulchan. What are these four things? So that's the bare minimum. Fach not the top. You have to get a bed. You have to get a chair. There she doesn't have to get a table. You have to have another. There should be light in the room. So the same is in the Beit HaMikdash. What do we have? We make a hachnat ha'torchan for the shechina. So what do we make? We have in the mitzvah of the shloimei. The mitzvah that refers to the aroi. It's a chin of a mitzvah. And then we have a shulchan. Then we have a menorah. At Tishrei, the Rav Adaram is only necessary when you have a human being who sometimes wants to lay down, sometimes wants to sit up on a chair. Then you have to have two different kelim. You have to have a Tishrei and you have to have a mitzvah. But in Shechina, it's not necessary to have two different ones. It's only symbolic, only representative of any. So you have to both the need for the Tishrei and the mitzvah with the one thing that we call the mitzvah. It doesn't show the shulchan of the aroi. And the shulchan is the shulchan. And you have the menorah. So the Ramban holds that this is the mitzvah, this is the Iker mitzvah. Being a Beit HaMikdash, the Shechan to the Shechan, that's all. You also need just the Shechan to the Shechan, to have a Hachmat HaShechan for the speech.
I may be confused, but I think that you mentioned the Shia. I'm not the best one.